What we are witnessing here is a situation of a regime, the ZANU-PF regime, that is obviously in panic mode. You realize that exactly a week ago, on the 1st of November, when we were supposed to have a rally at Kazembe Primary School at Wapli Estate in Harare South constituency, a gang of not less than 30 ZANU-PF thugs came in a lorry and they disembarked from the lorry, armed with sticks, machetes. They started indiscriminately beating up our people until such a time that the police had to be called in, had to be to intervene, and the rally had to be called off. This was a rally that had been properly sanctioned by the police in terms of the POSA. Now, exactly a week afterwards, you have a situation where on Saturday, just a day before the rally is supposed to be held in the same constituency, the police write a letter to us saying that they are not going to give us permission to hold a rally. But look at the timing. We wrote a letter to the police on Monday last week, and they wait the whole week. And on Saturday at about 2 p.m., they then telephone Honorable Eric Murai, the MDC Harare Provincial Chair, to say, Honorable Murai, come over to Mbare Police Station. There's a letter for you. We want to give you your letter. Honorable Murai phones me, says, what should I do? I advise him, drive there and go and get the letter. He goes to Mbare Police Station. He gets the letter. He reads it out to me. The letter is actually written by a certain chief superintendent, Bingwe, who then is ordering us not to hold the rally.
What reasons was he giving?
The reasons he gave were very nebulous. Firstly, he says because there was violence that happened at the same venue exactly a week ago, we are still investigating.